worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you, from the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Reading verse 9 one more time. "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, 'Come and talk with me.' And my heart responds, 'Lord, I am coming.' Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." All of Psalm 27. Thank you, Father, once again for your word. Thank you for the power, the grace, the joy, the strength, the wisdom, the encouragement that is found in your word. Lord, thank you for the truth that every time we open your word, we have the privilege of spending time one-on-one with you. Help us to grow an understanding of how valuable it is to take that time every day with you. And Lord, thank you for the fact that though you have a universe plus to run, you'll take all the time with each one of us that we will spend with you. Help us to be wise enough to maximize our time in your word and to make it our goal to spend much time in your word each and every day, reading and meditating on it, utilizing it in our lives, allowing it to flood our lives and to permeate our lives. Teach us how to fill our lives with your word. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you again for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Lord, help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, in Genesis, when you first made the garden, you placed man in it. Man had everything he needed. He had you, he had food, he had water, he had health. Father, in that you said that on the seventh day you rested. You rested with man. And then Jesus comes, and then the Holy Spirit rests on Jesus. And then Jesus says, I bring rest. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Father, I ask that you would open these scriptures so that we could understand more of what it means to rest in you, so that us who are listening for your voice, that we would grow in resting in you. Father, I ask that we would trust in you more and more, and that we would walk in your way so that we can be at rest in your presence. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, on an ongoing basis, we're encouraging you to become a student of God's word. You know, I don't have the ability to overemphasize how important time in God's word is. You know, as we remind you of sometimes, remember when you're reading the word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. And remember this, Jesus will spend as much time with you as you'll spend with him. Now, you might say, well, Jesus is with me all the time because he lives in my heart. Well, that's true if you're a believer. He does live in your heart. But there's a unique time in which he's spending time with you when you're reading the word of God. You're reading the word, and Jesus is reading you at the same time. He's molding and shaping you. When you're reading the word, it's like Jesus is reaching into your heart. In fact, he is reaching into your heart, molding and shaping you to become more and more like him. When we're reading the word of God, Jesus is touching your life. He's pouring grace and power into your life. I can't overemphasize how much power and grace can flow into our lives when we're wise enough to fill our lives with your word. I was recently in South Mississippi. I believe it was in Brookhaven, Mississippi. And I saw on the side of a business, they had their business logo. I believe it was C Spire Building. But they also had a big sign of the Ten Commandments on it. What a wise businessman to do that, to lay out in a very public, open place, people to see the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, the word of God that we all desperately need. For people who maybe may have seen that, I want to encourage you to take time to go by that business and let them know you appreciate the fact that that business person was wise enough to put the Ten Commandments on the side of their business. What a wise thing to do. There's nothing the world needs more than the powerful word of God. You know, as we often do, we share articles as Christian education tools that we're encouraging you to email us to get copies of. The title of this article is one we've shared on a number of other occasions. It's entitled Kingdom Prayers, and it contains about a dozen or so prayers that we encourage you to make it a goal to pray through actually on a daily basis. So if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us, ask for the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. We're going to share from this article at this time. Kingdom Prayers. What difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make a difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world. Because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kinds of prayers, such as the Lord's Prayer, Isaiah's Prayer found in Isaiah 6:8, the Prayer of Jabez, Solomon's Prayer for Wisdom, Paul's Prayer in Acts 9:6, etc. These kinds of prayers can cause these kinds of things often to happen. God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have you on their mind. People may seek you out specifically to ask you for prayer or for wisdom or guidance. A unique opportunity for ministry just drops into your lap, quote unquote, out of the blue. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things will happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, He's looking for disciples who will pray this way every single day. He'll use them to do miraculous things. The following are several prayers that come straight from the Word of God and or are based on the Word of God. I would encourage and challenge you to pray them daily. And as you do, God will use you more and more to be a much greater blessing to the world because you asked Him to. Again, daily prayer tools. Now, keep in mind, the very first one is a salvation prayer. So if you're listening and you've never given your life to Christ, today is a good day, a wonderful day to be saved. Simply pray this prayer with me if you'd like to commit your heart and your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong. I repent of all my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrongs I've done. I do believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I believe that 3 days later, you rose from the dead so I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. In your word, you said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me. And I now confess I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And be sure and email us and let us know that you prayed that, you committed your life to Christ and prayed that prayer. My email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you again. Joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that helps you to grow as a new believer. The second prayer is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The third prayer is the prayer of Jabez. Thank you, Lord, for all of those we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you for each and every one of us. Bless each of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon each of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. The next, the Ten Commandments. Thank you, Lord, for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, this day to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the next prayer is a prayer for wisdom, like in a similar way to as Solomon asked for wisdom. Lord, thank you for today. Give us this day the wisdom to be the person you'd have each one of us to be. And help us to fulfill all the call of God upon our lives today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're sharing through the article entitled Kingdom Prayers. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. We'll be right back.
You're calling me over. You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're taking.
music from Lincoln Brewster with a song simply entitled Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're sharing and praying from the prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers. Again, if you want to get a copy, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. And remember this, everyone can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life. And this is a tool simply to help you do just that. The sixth prayer mentioned is a prayer based on one similar to the one Isaiah prayed in Isaiah 6, verse 8. Here I am, Lord. I'm available. Send me this day to do your will. Send me and use me this day to do many miracles for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The seventh prayer is a prayer similar to the prayer the Apostle Paul prayed in Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Here I am, Lord. What would you have me to do this day? Help me to fully do it and fulfill it. In Jesus' name, amen. The eighth prayer is a prayer similar to the prayer that King Jehoshaphat prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Deliver us from this present evil and from the evil one. In Jesus' name, do this for us individually, Lord. Do this for us as a family. And do this for us, Father, as the church. And do this for us as a nation. In Jesus' name, amen. And the ninth prayer is praying Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers and persons that we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us. Thank you for us again as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. So we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the 10th prayer is, Aaron's high priestly prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. The Lord bless and keep each one of you. The Lord make his face shine upon each and every one of you and each of us and be gracious to you and each of us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon all of us and give us his peace in Jesus' name. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. And then finally, then I'm going to share one of the two. The first one is a husband's daily prayer for his wife. And the next one is, of course, a wife's daily prayer for her husband. And obviously, then we'll just share one of those prayers at this point. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife Bertie is to me, to our family, to the church, and the kingdom of God. Lord, bless Bertie today. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain in Jesus' name. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you would have me to be in Jesus' name. Lord, fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer you want her to spend today in Jesus' name. Help her this day to put you first in her life. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother today. Help her to value life. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to not steal. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet in Jesus' name. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life this day in Jesus' name. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be in your and in your will in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And I thank you again for the gift she is to me. Dear Lord, make your face shine upon her and be gracious to her. Lord, lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, the title of that prayer tool is Kingdom Prayers. And again, it has about 13 Bible-based prayers we would encourage you to get. And remember, just like I took the time to go through them, it doesn't take but a few minutes, but it's very fruitful to pray through them on a daily basis. Once again, if you'd like to get a copy, email me at joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to email a copy to you again, joseph@afr.net. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of 1 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, picking up at verse 1. Satan rose up against Israel and caused David to take a census of the people of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the army, "Take a census of the people of Israel from Beersheba to the south to Dan in the north, and bring me a report so I may know how many there are." But Joab replied, "May the Lord increase the number of his people 100 times over. But why, my lord the king, do you want to do this? Are they not all your servants? Why must you cause Israel to sin?" But the king insisted that they take the census. So Joab traveled throughout all Israel to count the people. Then he returned to Jerusalem and reported the number of people to David. There were 1,100,000 warriors in all Israel who could handle a sword, and 470,000 in Judah. But Joab did not include the tribes of Levi and Benjamin in the census because he was so distressed at what the king had made him do. God was very displeased with the census, and he punished Israel for it. Then David said to God, "I've sinned greatly by taking this census. Please forgive my guilt for doing this foolish thing." Then the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer. This was the message: "Go and say to David, this is what the Lord says. I will give you three choices. Choose one of these punishments, and I will inflict it on you." So Gad came to David and said, "These are the choices the Lord has given you. You may choose 3 years of famine, 3 months of destruction by the sword of your enemies, or 3 days of severe plague as the angel of the Lord brings devastation throughout the land of Israel. Decide what answer I should give the Lord who sent me." "I'm in a desperate situation," David replied to Gad. "But let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. Do not let me fall into human hands." So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 people died as a result. And God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem. But just as the angel was preparing to destroy it, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, "Stop, that is enough." At that moment, the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth with his sword drawn, reaching out over Jerusalem. So David and the leaders of Israel put on burlap to show their deep distress and fell face down on the ground. And David said to God, "I am the one who called for the census. I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. But these people are as innocent as sheep. What have they done? O Lord my God, let your anger fall against me and my family, but do not destroy your people." Then the angel of the Lord told Gad to instruct David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. So David went up to do what the Lord had commanded him through Gad. Araunah, who was busy threshing wheat at the time, turned and saw the angel there. His four sons, who were with him, ran away and hid. When Araunah saw David approaching, he left his threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. David said to Araunah, "Let me buy this threshing floor from you at its full price. Then I will build an altar to the Lord there so that he will stop the plague." "Take it, my lord the king, and use it as you wish," Araunah said to David. "I will give the oxen for the burnt offerings and the threshing boards for wood to build a fire on the altar and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give it all to you." But King David replied to Araunah, "No, I insist on buying it for the full price. I will not take what is yours and give it to the Lord. I will not take what is yours and give it to the Lord. I will not present burnt offerings that have cost me nothing." So David gave Araunah 600 pieces of gold in payment for the threshing floor. David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And when David prayed, the Lord answered him by sending fire from heaven to burn up the offering on the altar. Then the Lord spoke to the angel, who put the sword back into its sheath. When David saw that the Lord had answered his prayer, he offered sacrifices there at Araunah's threshing floor. At that time, the tabernacle of the Lord and the altar of burnt offering that Moses had made in the wilderness were located at the place of worship in Gibeon. But David was not able to go there to inquire of God, because he was terrified by the drawn sword of the angel of the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, "This will be the location for the temple of the Lord God, and the place of the altar for Israel's burnt offerings." So David gave orders to call together the foreigners living in Israel, and he assigned them the task of preparing finished stone for building the temple of God. David provided large amounts of iron for the nails that would be needed for the doors and the gates and for the clamps, and he gave more bronze than could be weighed. He also provided innumerable cedar logs, for the men of Tyre and Sidon had brought vast amounts of cedar to David. David said, "My son Solomon is still young and inexperienced, and since the temple to be built for the Lord must be a magnificent structure, famous and glorious throughout the world, I will begin making preparations for it now." So David collected vast amounts of building materials before his death. Then David sent for his son Solomon and instructed him to build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel. "My son, I wanted to build a temple to honor the name of the Lord my God," David told him. "But the Lord said to me, 'You have killed many men in the battles you have fought. And since you have shed so much blood in my sight, you will not be the one to build a temple to honor my name. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace. I will give him peace with his enemies in all the surrounding lands. His name will be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel during his reign. He is the one who will build a temple to honor my name. He will be my son, and I will be his father, and I will secure the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, may the Lord be with you and give you success as you follow his directions in building the temple of the Lord your God. And may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding that you may obey the law of the Lord your God as you rule over Israel. For you will be successful if you carefully obey the decrees and regulations that the Lord gave to Israel through Moses. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or lose heart. I have worked hard to provide materials for building the temple of the Lord. Nearly 4,000 tons of gold, 40,000 tons of silver, and so much iron and bronze that it cannot be weighed. Verses 1 through 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be back. Music of Amanda Lindsay Cook with Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're picking up reading through the Word of God in the New Testament, the book of James. James chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Look here, you rich people. Weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. Your gold and silver are corroded. The very wealth you are counting on will eat away your flesh like fire. This corroded treasure you have hoarded will testify against you on the day of judgment. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. The cries of those who harvest your fields have reached the ears of the Lord of heaven's armies. You have spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every desire. You have fattened yourselves for the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed innocent people who do not resist you. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. For examples of patience and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, You know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy. But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no so that you will not sin and be condemned. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. End of the book of James. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love Him even though you have never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting Him will be the salvation of your souls. This salvation is something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about His gracious salvation prepared for you. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when He told them in advance about Christ's suffering and His great glory afterward. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is all so wonderful that even angels are eagerly watching these things happen. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children, Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days, He has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because He raised Christ from the dead and gave Him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love for each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. 1 Peter chapter 2. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Thank you again, Father, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to read your word, to meditate on your word, to hear your counsel, to hear your wisdom, to hear your grace and encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us daily of spending as much time with you in your word as we wish to. And Lord, thank you for the fact that as we read your word, you are pouring grace, you're pouring power, you're pouring peace, you're pouring joy into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Father, with every passing day, help us to grow in our understanding of how valuable it is to simply spend time with you in your word. Help us to know, Lord, and grow in our understanding of the fact that in a world that's so busy with so many things to do, that if we're wise enough to make it the high priority you want us to make it of spending time in your word, the reward is tremendous. Thank you for the salvation that is ours because of Christ Jesus. Thank you for the joy that we walk in, the peace, the power, the grace, the understanding, the hearing that we walk in because of the power and the grace upon your word. Lord, I thank you for the fact that your word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. Help us to learn to draw and to withdraw on the grace found in your word abundantly every single day in all the ways you would have us to. And help us once again as parents and grandparents and those who work with young people to be wise enough to help them to fill their lives with your word and thus receive the blessings that flow into their lives when they do the same. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. Again, if you don't already have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that important and very fruitful habit. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know that you're not saved, or you're not sure where you stand with the Lord, if you'd like to pray and commit your heart and life and your all to the Lord, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you daily. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to faithfully obey you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, if you prayed that prayer and you gave your heart to Christ and you pray and you committed your life to the Lord, please get in touch with us. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We want to email to you information, literature, and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us. We definitely want to get this into your hands. Again, joseph@afr.net. If you're wanting a copy of the prayer tool we mentioned that we shared earlier, it's called Kingdom Prayers. Simply email us, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to email it to you. A good tool to help strengthen and set your prayer life on fire. Hope that you email us again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Please pray much for the ministry of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. Desire and need your prayers.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.